Good morning. Welcome to Spirit of the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak, and I am excited to be with you here on this Wednesday. We've got a great show for you today. Coming up, we'll be joined by Father Jeffrey Kirby, a regular guest on the program. Also, Robert Ellsberg, who's the author of a new book on the Franciscan saints. Very appropriate on this day, the memorial of St. Francis of Assisi. Well, let's kick things off in prayer, and then we're going to talk more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today very grateful for the fact that you have brought us to this new day, very grateful for your providential care in our lives, for your love. Father, we know that you love us. We know that you care about us. We ask you to give us the strength to make it through this day and to see you in all things, even when it gets difficult, even when we get challenged. We ask that we be able to see you in everyone we meet and in every situation we encounter. Father, I ask you to speak through us here on the program today so that your message can go forth over these airwaves. We also present all of our problems to you, anything we are dealing with, and we lift up those still reeling from the recent murders in Las Vegas. We pray that you have mercy on all the souls who are lost and also everyone affected by the incident. We pray for healing too, Father. We need peace in this world. We know you can do that. Help us know what we can do to bring about peace in the world. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. By my side, as always, the one, the only, Mr. David Parker.
Hello, Gary. Good morning. What a nice welcome and intro.
Always good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you.
Well, thank you. All right. Well, thank you. Frank Eliason is here, ready to get started.
And St. Francis, help us.
That's right. That's right. All right. You know. Okay. Let's chat.
What a segue.
Well, here I got something for you guys. You know me. A nature lover. Mm-hmm. I'm a big lover of animals.
Yes, you.
Not really, but.
I am.
Because you know I've had run-in with deer lately. But listen, St. Francis, known for his love of nature. Mm-hmm. So let's go with an animal theme this morning.
All right.
As we prepared, right? You guys are looking at me like,
where's
this going?
No,
because we never prepare any of this.
I love it.
Okay, so over the weekend, I'm in Spokane, Washington. And they said, they're driving me in the middle of nowhere. I was at a retreat center leading a Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat. Mm-hmm. And the person driving me said, there are some deer around here. You might see deer. And I said, well, that's no big deal. And because I see deer all the time.
Yeah.
And then he said, and there's also a moose that's been roaming around. Now, I have a question because I researched this. Don't know much about moose, which I found out mm-hmm. that the plural of moose is not mooses or
just
meese.
Just a quick shout out to my wife, Morris the Moose. Sorry.
There's something significant
means,
there, but
okay.
They know.
It's a favorite song that she had growing up, and anytime I hear Moose, I have to think of Boris.
Would All you right. be able to share that song with us?
I was just going to say, you have to look that one up, and we can air it.
We should get her to sing it.
Well, that would be nice. She's welcome anytime.
I think I did find a digital copy
All right,
of it.
All right,
put on
great.
At some point.
Hey, Frank, did you get that text yet?
Well wait. Now, here's where I'm going. Now, Dave Parker, you're an animal lover.
Yes.
You're a wise person. You
well,
know
thank
a lot.
You.
The moose is a member of what animal family? I didn't know this. I looked this up and I found out.
The ungulate family. Hooved.
It's a member of the deer family.
Deer family.
Did you
okay.
know that?
No.
The moose is the largest deer.
Yeah, but I don't know. I thought of hooves and they have hooves and that's what they call ungulates. Yep. I mean, with
seems logical if you does. Think of the
right.
Yeah, that's true. Okay,
well, I know that.
They just
but
blew
I
me
also
off.
Found out that you never should go near a moose because they're dangerous.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So I don't know. I thought
they
I'm
can
just,
be. They
my
can.
Experience with moose is Bullwinkle. He was pretty friendly.
And now Morris is going to be introduced to you.
Whoa. Wow. I told you this is going to be a good show
really.
Today. Now, don't turn the radio off. We're going to get better.
How is St. Francis with mooses, with moose?
Doesn't it sound weird to use the plural and just say moose, but that is the plural of
we have to look that one up. That's one of those words. I mean, why doesn't it follow?
It wouldn't be meese.
Typical grammar.
It feels like it should be, or mooses or something.
Moose eye.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway.
Well,
this is going downhill here, guys.
You know what?
We're here to give people relevance and to feel special in their lives. Yeah. So they listen to us and go, I'm much better than this.
Yeah, really? On your drive time to work, we're talking about Moose.
That's okay. You know what? That's what I always tell people when I give my talks. And I had somebody come up to me one time. And I'm really transparent with my talks about struggling with anxiety. You know, one time I had a guy come up to me at the end of a talk, and he said, you know, when I came here tonight, I was feeling pretty bad about myself, but after listening to you and seeing what a basket case you are, I feel really good about myself.
No, I was going to say, seriously, about, this at St. Francis Cabrini Parish in Fairless Hills at noon this Saturday. I believe it's at noon. They're going to have the blessing of the animals.
They do that at a lot of churches.
A lot of
parishes. Are you bringing your new are you bringing your new edition?
Yes, absolutely.
Your new edition is named?
His name is Jeter.
Okay.
Jeter.
And so we have to hold that name against you. We're in Philadelphia, and it's just...
I know.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah, really. Well, the woman that basically we went to, my wife Barbara went to, she's she lives close to New York. She's a New York fan.
Oh, come on.
Yankees.
Well, it's your dog
so
now.
So it goes, huh?
It's your dog.
I know. But, we're thinking about it. Barbara and I are talking about it. I mean, do we like that? We like the name, but maybe we should change it.
How about that?
But it matches Jackson.
Wait a minute.
I mean, J&J, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. How about Schmitty or Boa or something like that, or Carlton, right?
Well, let's ask our listeners. I mean, but stick with the J theme. How about an athlete from Philadelphia history or current?
That Jaws.
Oh, there you go.
Jaworski.
Oh. There you go. Jaworski, that's a good name, right?
I was asking our listeners, but you're a listener, Frank.
All right.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's good.
Send those to Holy Spirit Radio. Spirit in the Morning, Gary's in.
All right, I think it's time for a look at the weather. What say you, Dave?
I say go.
Currently 56 degrees at the Philadelphia International Airport under fair skies. Today it's going to be sunny with a high near 77. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 61. Thursday partly sunny with a high near 83. At the moment in Quakertown, it's a chilly 43 degrees. In Fairless Hills, 48 degrees. And in Wilmington, Delaware, 51.
Yeah, very good.
We've got quite a range of temperatures in
it's
our listening area.
It's invigorating.
Yeah,
it is.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm wearing shorts. I'm happy.
Mine are in the car. I have jeans. I'll change after it gets up above 65.
We're now hitting that strange weather period where it's like, you know, you get up, it's cold, and then all of a sudden you're, like, really warm, like, you know,
absolutely,
later in the day. So, you know, I decided to go with the shorts.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's not much chance I'm going to be able to do that much longer, so why not?
Gary, I mean, stick it with the animal theme. Now you know what's playing in my head? Muppets. Wasn't there one of the Muppets characters?
I was
about
to say, I never know what's playing in your head.
Yeah, I know. Whenever he says things like that, I get a little scared.
You said stick with an animal theme, so all of a sudden...
You said stick with an animal theme. I've moved on.
Have you moved on? Okay.
Okay.
I'm doing animal retro.
Hey, I want to give a quick shout out to Anne, who's probably on her way into work. She works at her bank, and, you know, she listens quite regularly to Spirit in the Morning since the start. And, you know, why not give her a shout out as she's...
Oh, yeah.
So, good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Ann. Thank you for listening. Please, stick with us. We'll get better.
Yeah.
One thing that I want to mention...
She's been saying that for a year now.
I know.
really.
We're working on it.
Hang in there. Have faith. Okay.
I do want to read the gospel, but before I do that, we have a special anniversary coming up next week, our one-year anniversary of Spirit in the Morning. And... Unfortunately, somebody's not going to be here for the anniversary.
What's up with that?
I will be in Fargo, North Dakota, leading a parish mission next week. I know.
There's so many jokes right there.
I know.
I was going to say.
I'll be doing the show remotely, though, but I will not be here in person. So, Dave, hold my gift, all right? I'll come.
Okay.
I'll get it when I come back.
Really. All right.
But yeah, one year.
Give me that address. Amazon's everywhere.
1 year on the air, just about. Now, after today, hopefully we'll make it until next week.
Hey, you know what? It's been a tough week for everybody.
Yeah.
It's been a tough few weeks for everybody. They need some lighthearted.
You know what? Sometimes it just feels good to laugh.
You know,
right?
Like last night, I got an email from Personalizations, and
that was funny. I saw that
in their heading, they actually had the coding for the name, not the name, so it didn't pull in. It didn't merge correctly. It said percentage name percentage from a place called Personalizations.
It was so funny. He put it on Facebook.
I found it hysterical.
I missed that one.
And I'm like, you know, maybe it's just I needed something to laugh about. You know, it's been so stressful lately. I needed something. Well, and this that wound up being
I literally did laugh out loud when I read that because that is so funny. A company that personalizes dishes and all kinds of things with your name in the greeting. Well, they messed it up.
That might be apt for you.
Yep.
Now, what's the our genius, our technological genius?
That's right.
Named Frank.
Okay. All right. Time for the gospel.
Okay.
Today we look at Luke chapter 9, verses 57 through 62. As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my Father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." Jesus answered him, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." These are tough words, and I've always struggled with this gospel. And then it became clear to me. I read an explanation one time that in the culture of the time of Jesus, the dead were buried very quickly. So what was happening here is, in all likelihood, this man's father was not dead yet. He was still alive, and the guy was saying, "Well, let me hang on a little. I'll follow you, but I got things to do." And what the Lord is saying is, once we decide we're going to follow him, once we decide that we are going to become followers of Christ, for real, not going through the motions followers, but for real, we've got to put him first, and we can't look back. I think a lot of times we look back to the days, and many of us who have had a major conversion or reversion in our lives, we look back to the days sometimes and say, "Boy, it used to be easier when I didn't follow the Lord, less pressure." You know, I could do whatever I want. I could sin. I could have a good time. But in reality, in my life, I was not happy.
Yeah, and we were only fooling ourselves.
We were only fooling ourselves. Yes. And that's the tricky thing. Yeah, it's tough to be a Christian, but the peace that Jesus brings is peace that the world can't give. And Frank, you're very aware of social media. You see what's going on out there. You're very aware of the world, of what we see. And the message of the world is, you go out and buy lots of things, have lots of money, you're going to be happy. But that's not true.
No, it's not. And, you know, it's not about what you profess. You want to be true to who you are.
That's
love
right.
Yourself. Love God.
Be
that's
a doer.
That's right. When we come back, Father Jeff Kirby. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for October 4th. Today we celebrate St. Francis of Assisi. People of all faiths and none hold today's saint in high esteem. Francis took the gospel literally. He joyfully followed all that Jesus said and did without limit and without self-importance. Born into a prosperous Italian merchant family in the late 12th century, Francis longed to be a knight. Serious illness brought the young man to see the emptiness of his life as a leader of Assisi's frolicking youth. Prayer ultimately led him to a self-emptying like that of Christ. Francis gave up every material thing he had. For a time, he was considered wildly eccentric, and yet his sincerity and inner peace attracted followers who desired to join him in a life of prayer and active preaching of the good news. 2 years before his death in 1226, at age 44, Francis received the stigmata, the real and painful wounds of Christ, in his hands, feet, and side. Today, the Franciscan family encompasses congregations of men and women religious, Third Order regular priests, and secular Franciscan men and women, all claiming St. Francis as their spiritual father. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Summers and Zims, where safety and comfort are the foundations upon which our grandfathers built the company. We provide 24/7 emergency service in plumbing, furnace, and air conditioning repair, proudly serving Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square, as well as southern and eastern Lancaster County. If you are having an emergency with any of these systems, call Summers and Zims at 610-593-5129 or visit our website at sumzim.com, and we will gladly help you return to full operation.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God is Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great you are. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. My soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart.
And welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. I love that version. Boy, I've heard so many versions of How Great Thou Art. That's one of my favorites. That's Matthias Michael. He is a Catholic singer, songwriter, and worship leader from Cocoa Beach, Florida, here on Spirit of the Morning. Boy, you're going to be hearing more of him on the show. All right, our next guest is a regular guest on the program. Father Jeff Kirby is a priest from the Diocese of Charleston, South Carolina. And over the past several months, Father Kirby has been on to discuss his new series, Queen of Heaven, Mary's Battle for You, talking about the Blessed Mother and how she can help us. Father Kirby, good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
Always good to have you on, my friend.
Likewise. Love to hear your voice.
Thank you. Father, this has been a tough week. we had that tragedy in Las Vegas, and honestly, I'm sure you realize people are reeling from this. People are looking for answers. People are looking for consolation. Father, what, can you talk a little bit about something like this happens? Where is God in this, and how can the Blessed Mother help us to deal with something like this, to be able to find peace in the midst of tragedy?
Yes, I think that, so oftentimes as Christians we have to start with the basics and remind ourselves that we live in a fallen world.
Yeah.
God respects our freedom, and some people will abuse that freedom and do horrible things, as we saw in Las Vegas. And so oftentimes, we can kind of shake our fist at God and say, why did you allow this to happen? Mm-hmm. Well, God wasn't the one doing the horrible actions
right.
In Las Vegas. That was man. And, of course, it was an exercise of freedom. So from ourselves, when we see this type of evil, we can remind ourselves, first of all, the fallenness of the world and how much we need God. And then secondly, we should be, especially as believers, propelled to do greater good. We cannot allow the kingdom of darkness to win.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a sucker punch to all people of goodwill.
Yeah.
And yet, in the midst of this, we say, well, then we need to continue to do more good so the kingdom of God wins. In this battle between darkness and light, grace and fallenness, we're the ones, the believers, the baptized, who carry that kingdom of God, who carry this message of light. And, I think too many Christians today are quiet.
Mm-hmm.
They've learned to privatize their religion. They won't stand up for truth. And, spiritually, that has consequences.
Yeah.
And so my encouragement would be to let this tragedy remind us all how much we do need God, how much our society needs God. Let it compel us to expand and continue to do things of goodness. As frustrating as my answer might be to some,
mm-hmm.
Even to us, because we just don't want these evil things to happen. We don't want innocent people to be killed and shot, tragedies to happen.
Right.
In a fallen world, as believers, that's what we have to do. And I'm glad you asked about Our Lady, and she's the model. You look at all
right.
the horrible things that happened in her life.
Right. And, Father, I think we forget that sometimes. We look at our Blessed Mother statues and the images of her, and we forget the tremendous suffering that she endured.
Absolutely. You look at this one person's life, all the things that she had to endure, and, of course, the most horrific of watching her divine son be mocked, spat upon, falsely accused of crime, tortured, and then crucified. And yet, through it all, Our Lady understood, and we see her respond in prayer and by greater works of charity. I think, for me, one of the most powerful things in terms of Our Lady's mission is the fact that Our Lady was present in the upper room mm-hmm. for Pentecost, and a reminder to us that she also received the Holy Spirit, not for priesthood, but for her special vocation as Mother of the Church. And we can turn to her, because we are shocked. There's a sucker punch.
Right.
There's a trauma to people of goodwill and seeing things that happen in Las Vegas. We can turn to her and allow her to be with us as God heals us all.
Father, October is the month dedicated to the Rosary. And throughout history, the Rosary has been a powerful weapon against evil in the world. Now, there could be somebody listening saying, oh, yeah, the Rosary, that's just a prayer for old people and a prayer that doesn't do anything. Could you talk a little bit about the power of the Rosary and why it's important to turn to Our Lady in this prayer?
Yes, absolutely. I think that anyone who thinks it's a Rosary for older folks
yeah.
or that it has no power or it's something that's passive is missing one of the best spiritual weapons given to us by God, because the Rosary is for warriors. The Rosary is for disciples. It's the best, one of the best resources we have in the trenches of life as we pursue holiness. So I think when we pray the Rosary, we unleash a power that many of us cannot even imagine.
Right.
And so I tell people, no, it's like, particularly like I use the rosary a lot in pastoral counseling. If someone comes and they have a certain addiction,
mm-hmm.
you know, pornography, especially sins against the flesh, or anything. And I say, you know, just if you're feeling tempted, just hold the rosary, and as long as you hold on to the rosary, you're going to be all right. Just pray the rosary. So I think in our battle for virtue and our desire for a life of prayer, the rosary is, again, one of our best resources.
And I think, Father, sometimes we look at a prayer such as the rosary and we pray it and we think, all right, well, nothing happened, because we don't feel the immediate results. And as a result of that, we dismiss it and say, well, it doesn't really matter. But it does matter. I remember one time I was talking to my spiritual director about that. And one of the good reasons to have a spiritual director, for me anyway, is because I tend to be lazy and I tend to overlook a lot of my faults. And I said, well, you know, Father, I'm a busy guy, lots of things to do, and I just can't fit my rosary in. But everything I do, I'm dedicating for God. Is that okay? He said, well, Gary, I have to say the rosary is really important and you should try to fit it in. And that helped, and I stuck with it. And gradually, Father, I'm seeing the power of Our Lady's intercession in my life.
Yes, and she does. She works. She works. I love the quote by St. Francis de Sales. He says, when he was asked, you know, how often should I pray and how long should I pray? And he said, well, a half hour a day, unless you're really busy, then you should pray a full hour.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Because so many times we just want to run around and do things and we forget the importance of prayer in our lives, and it's critical.
Yeah.
Father, we only have about 2 minutes. Yeah. We only have about 2 minutes left in the segment. I want to give you a chance before I ask for a blessing to talk about Queen of Heaven, Mary's Battle for You, the series we've been discussing. If somebody wants to find more out about this series, maybe bring it to their parish, just give us a brief overview and where we can find it.
Sure. So 8 lessons, preferably done in groups, that just traces the life of Our Lady and her particular mission given by God. It can be a great encouragement, consolation, inspiration in discipleship and mission. The best place to get is through the publisher, St. Benedict Press, and you can find them online, stbenedictpress.com. Yeah, I think it'd be a great program for individuals and for parishes or small groups in terms of seeing an example of discipleship in Our Lady.
Yeah, and I highly recommend it. And also Father Kirby's website. Father, your site is frkirby.com, is that correct?
That's right.
All right,
you got it. Thank
and
you.
I will have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Father, before you leave, could I ask for your blessing?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we ask your blessing upon each of us, upon all those our listeners, especially as our country grieves, Los Angeles. We ask that you send your healing spirit upon us. We ask that you pour all good things into our hearts that we might reflect you and spread your kingdom of light and goodness. And the Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Father Jeff Kirby, I want to thank you. Father, you are such an important addition to this program, and I know you're very busy. I really want to thank you for joining us each month.
My pleasure. It's always a pleasure. It's great. Thank you.
And Father, I haven't seen you in a while. I hope to get to see you again sometime soon.
Yeah.
On the road.
Exactly. I'm sure our booth will be together soon.
That's right. It'll be good to see you. But you're with me in spirit, and I appreciate that.
My pleasure. Thank
Thanks
you,
again, Father. That was Father Jeff Kirby. Dave Parker, what a great
wow.
message. You know, like we were talking about the rosary yesterday, and we talked about it again mm-hmm. today. And I think there's a message here that's mm-hmm. really clear. This is a powerful weapon. Padre Pio used to call it a weapon.
Exactly. I was going to say, you know, for all us, all the listeners, be prayer warriors.
Yeah, right? And we've talked about it before, so
excuse me,
try
yes.
to pray your rosary,
yes.
especially in
yes.
this month of the rosary.
The power is magnificent.
That's right. When we come back, Robert Ellsberg, we're going to be talking about the Franciscan saints. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. The Las Vegas gunman's girlfriend is back in the United States after a weeks-long trip abroad. Mary Lou Danley will be at the center of the investigation into the shooting deaths of 59 people as authorities try to determine why a man with no known record of violence or crime would open fire on a concert crowd from a high-rise hotel. Stephen Paddock's 62-year-old girlfriend was in the Philippines at the time of the shooting. Meanwhile, President Trump will reckon with the aftermath of the shooting in Las Vegas when he visits the city today. He's promising to offer personal respects and condolences to everybody in a time of grief. Yesterday, he visited Puerto Rico to see firsthand the damage and the ongoing recovery efforts after Hurricane Maria. In Washington, the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act now heads to the Senate after the House yesterday passed it by a margin of 237-189. If passed by the Senate and later signed by the president, the bill would ban most abortions at 20 weeks or 5 months gestation when the baby can feel pain in the womb. And love saves lives. That will be the theme for the next March for Life in January 2018. The Catholic News Agency reports that March for Life President Jeannie Mancini announced the theme yesterday, saying, quote, "Deep down, we're all drawn towards selflessness. Choosing life, as we all know, is not always easy, but it is the loving, empowering, and self-sacrificial option," end quote. The 45th annual March for Life takes place January 19th in D.C. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
A quote from St. Faustina, "O my Jesus, I desire to reflect your compassionate heart, full of mercy. I want to glorify it. Let your mercy, O Jesus, be impressed upon my heart and soul like a seal, and this will be my badge in this and the future life."
Getting your daily dose of vitamin Z. You're listening to Gary Zimak on Spirit in the Morning.
What can I do to leave a legacy? How can I speak with authority when I can't see you? I can't see you. How can I know the dreams you have for me? How do I believe beyond what I have seen when I can't hear you, I can't feel you now? No, 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 no. You're my revival song. You start where I belong. On my knees, on my knees. When I'm weak, you're strong. You need me here when I'm on my knees, on my knees. Oh, it starts with me. Try to work outside of you, knocking down doors I shouldn't be going through. But I'm so tired, I'm so tired. You take my burdens off of my shoulders. You break the lies that hold me back. So I know it's yours.
starts with me.
Starts with me. Welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. That was Tim Timmons. I love that song. Tim Timmons is a singer-songwriter who happens to be a cancer survivor. He reminds us that, you know what, if you want to make this world a better place, if you want to bring Christ into the world, who does it start with? It starts with you and me. So keep that in mind today as you go out into the world. Our next guest is the author of the new book, The Franciscan Saints. Robert Ellsberg is the publisher and editor-in-chief of Orbis Books. He's written several books, and he's here to share with us some stories on this day that we celebrate St. Francis of Assisi, share some stories of various Franciscan saints. Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today on the program.
Pleasure. Thank you.
I love the book. There are so many saints listed in this book. Some of them are known. Some of them are not so well known. There are a lot of obscure saints that you list in the book. How much research went into compiling the names that were used in the book?
Well, this book comes out of work I've done for many years for Give Us This Day, the publication from Liturgical Press.
Right.
Where I write every day about the saint of the day. And that resulted in a book that came out last year. And then Franciscan Media asked if I would take the Franciscans from that book, enlarge it a little bit into a book focusing just on Franciscan saints. So it really goes, I've been working on this for many, many years. But
I find some of the names very interesting. Some of them are well-known. Some of them I knew, but I wasn't aware that they were Franciscans. But before we talk some specifics about the people in the book, could you maybe just give us an overview of Franciscan spirituality?
Well, all of the Franciscan saints are part of this family and share a kind of family resemblance with their founder, St. Francis and St. Clare. And St. Francis, as probably a lot of your listeners know, was a rich boy in Assisi who underwent this dramatic conversion after, a number of steps. One of them was when he encountered a leper on the side of the road and felt some impulse to get off his horse, give the man some alms, and then kiss his ravaged hands.
Wow.
And it was he'd been a very fastidious young man, and it began this process of conversion in which he began to identify with Christ and the poor, gave up his status and his privilege, and began living among the poor and ministering to the sick and the lepers, and began to exert this great appeal, attraction to other young men and then women also of the community who began to follow him.
Mm-hmm.
So the kind of essential ingredients of kind of Franciscan spirituality are humility, spirit of poverty and closeness to the poor, a kind of joyous detachment from the concerns of a world that is focused on status and power and success. And I think also, you know, very much known for his appreciation of creation,
mm-hmm.
His exultant hymn, you know, to Brother, Son, and Sister Moon inspired the title of Pope Francis's encyclical on the environment, Laudato Si.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that Franciscan spirit, not just in the Franciscan members of the Franciscan community, but I think in people all through history who have appealed to St. Francis as kind of somebody who made following Jesus very concrete and credible in their own time, leading up to, I think, Pope Francis in our time, I think is probably the preeminent example of Franciscan spirituality.
Were there any of the lesser-known saints that stood out to you in particular?
Well, almost all of the saints are in this book were lesser-known.
Yeah, I agree.
I was surprised by how many of them were relatively obscure. There are probably only a half a dozen saints in the book, people like, Solanus Casey in America, who is about to be beatified.
Right.
Who is a porter in a Franciscan community in Detroit. Father Michael Judge, who was the chaplain to the firefighters in New York City, who was the first certified victim of 9/11. Padre Pio in our time, very famous for receiving the stigmata like St. Francis himself. But there were others then that I was surprised to learn that they even had a connection with the Franciscans, such as Pope John the 23rd, who was a Third Order Franciscan.
That one surprised me, because looking in the book, I saw him, and I also saw that St. Thomas More was a Third Order Franciscan, I believe.
Apparently so, and that, again, was that. Kind of a surprise to me.
Yeah.
But it made a certain sense when you see Pope, you know, Thomas More, who was beheaded by Henry VIII, and had been the Chancellor of England, a very important person, but seemed to have a kind of detachment from worldly success and was willing to let that all go for a matter of conscience.
We are talking with Robert Ellsberg, who is the author of the book, The Franciscan Saints, from Franciscan Media. One of the other things that I found interesting about the book is that not everyone in the book is a canonized saint. You mentioned Father Michael Judge. What was the reason that you decided to include some non-official saints in the book?
Well, only a few. I think that whether these people are canonized eventually or not, they were sort of outstanding to me examples of the Franciscan charism.
Right.
And so I felt that they belonged in this company, and it's also a reminder that the important thing is to be a saint, not to be a canonized saint. There is a distinction there. I think we are all called to be saints, and those who are officially recognized as saints are really just the tip of the iceberg. But all of these people and all of us who aspire to holiness are saints in making, and I think that to emphasize not just the ones who have been officially recognized, but those others who in their own way, you know, inspire us, to remind us of how St. Francis reminded us of Jesus.
And that's a really good point, because oftentimes we will think that, well, I'm not called to be a saint, but a saint is anybody who is in heaven. And of course, we're all called, we're all destined to live in heaven, right? And that's the one thing that we want to remember in our lives. And I would say that anybody reading this book would, rather than use this as a history lesson, I would say that this book is an example, gives us examples for us to follow, to put into practice some of the virtues that these individuals practice. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would be disappointed if people just focused on stories of people who were able to, you know, perform miracles and amazing things,
right,
like St. Joseph of Cupertino, who apparently could fly through the air when he was in a state of ecstasy. But more mm-hmm. focus on the story of people who, you know, out of their ordinary life, felt this call to go deeper, to go farther. And the people, you know, around St. Francis in his time, who saw him and were inspired and wanted to be more like that. I think that you look at someone like St. Ignatius, mm-hmm. a founder of the Jesuits. He was not a Franciscan, but his conversion was stimulated in part by, as he was recuperating from a war injury and had nothing to read but Lives of the Saints, found himself asking, what if I were to live like St. Francis?
Mm.
And it inspired him with this a different kind of model of heroism and chivalry than he had known as a soldier, and he decided to take that all the way. The same was true for many of the figures in this book, whether it was through St. Francis's kind of the lens that he gave to the gospel or just their reading of the gospel itself, made them have this appetite to go deeper, to go farther. And I think many people could be stimulated or inspired in that way by reading these stories as well.
I agree. One of the things that you said which really got my attention, you talked about Franciscan spirituality having a joyous detachment from the things of the world. I think too many times we look at detachment and denying ourselves as being a painful experience, but I think it can be liberating because we can become too attached to the things of the world. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think so. I think of so many of the stories of the saints, you find that they were inspired in particular by the story where Jesus encountered the rich young man,
yeah,
who said, you know, what can I do to be perfect? And he said, well, and Jesus looked on him with love, it says, and says, sell what you have, give to the poor, and come follow me. And by that, he wasn't inviting people to join him on a way of misery.
Mm.
And the same thing with St. Francis. Here's a guy who's poor, is living among the poor, who's given up all of his fancy clothes and his rich, you know, family. And people looked at him and they saw something in him, a kind of joyousness. They saw that he had the kind of secret of happiness. And they wanted, he had a little taste of heaven. And they wanted to be part of that and be close to that.
Exactly, exactly. What a great message. The Franciscan Saints, Robert Ellsberg. The book is from Franciscan Media. I want to thank you for joining us on the program today. Where's the best place to pick up a copy of the book?
Well, you can order it this week at a discount, I think, from Franciscan Media directly if you can do that on the Internet, or otherwise wherever you get your books, Amazon or however you do that.
Excellent. I really enjoyed the book. I really enjoyed having you on the program, and I highly recommend this to anybody. Franciscan Saints by Robert Ellsberg from Franciscan Media. Robert, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Good stuff, David.
Very good
stuff. I mean,
stuff.
That's so many of the saints in here, the individuals in here, were people
I
that
love
I
the saints.
I did not know they were Franciscans. And the way this book mm-hmm. is laid out, the little biographies are just a couple of pages mm-hmm. each. So it's really a good book, a good read, and one that I recommend.
All right.
The Franciscan
I'll
Saints
get it.
From Franciscan Media. I sold Mr. Parker
yes,
on the
you
book.
Did.
Well, thanks for listening to the program today. We still have plenty more for you. Dave, you have something?
No.
Oh, you're gesturing at
well,
me.
No, go for it.
Okay. I saw Dave making hand motions,
no,
and I
no.
just didn't know
well,
what was going on here.
After the break. No.
Okay.
Well, I love the saints, and I just want to, because I voiced the saints from some of the projects up here.
Right.
So I'm gonna plumb the depths of this book and see if there are any newer saints to me that I can bring forth.
There you go. Plumb away, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Gary.
When we come back, it's time for your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Don't go anywhere.
You are listening to
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I'm so confused. I know I heard you loud and clear, so I followed through. I don't wanna think, I may never understand, that my broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I got is hurt and these four words. Thy will be done, thy will be done. Good right now, and I know you think of things I could never think about. It's hard to count it all joy, distracted by the noise, just trying to make sense of all your promises. Sometimes I gotta stop, remember that you're God.
Bye.
And that was Thy Will by Hillary Scott. What a great message. You want to pray today? They are the words, Thy Will Be Done. Boy, I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit of the Morning. Let's take a look at your Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. It comes from Luke 9:23. This is probably one of the most challenging messages in the Bible, but also one of my favorite verses. Then Jesus said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Now, you might wonder, how is this the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, this challenging message, denying oneself? Dave, it's not something that we typically think of as bringing us relief, as bringing us comfort. But following Jesus is what will bring us comfort in this world. We talked earlier with Father Kirby about the Las Vegas incident. The only way we're going to get relief and peace in this world is to follow the Lord. And he's saying, okay, you want to follow me, you can't go off on your own somewhere. He's saying, if you want to follow me, you have to deny yourself, come after me, take up your cross daily, and then follow me. Because we look at Christ, look at his life.
Yeah, put me first, he's saying. Everything else I'll give, that's good for you, I'll give to you, but you follow me first.
That's the paradox of Christianity.
Exactly.
There is peace in the cross, but you've got to follow him. Where is he going? He's going through suffering, he's going through pain. Ultimately, that's where
and
all...
And joy.
Well, the joy can coexist with the suffering and pain.
Exactly.
That's the crazy thing about Christianity and the beautiful thing about it.
And the beautiful
so
thing.
If you want to follow the Lord, if you want to get peace, you really just do.
Step
you need
out
to do
in
that.
Faith.
You
we
need to follow him.
Step out there. Now, going back to where we were originally at in the beginning of this show.
Uh-oh, we're going to step out
here. We're going to step out a little bit. You know what? I think it's time for some Christmas music. And
Christmas
some,
music?
Some Morris the Moose.
You are kidding me.
Here
Morris
it is.
The Moose.
Really? You ready?
We're ready, brother.
I'm Morris the Moose. Morris the Moose, that's me. I'm big and strong and I can run fast as a reindeer or anyone. But who is always left out of the fun? Me, Morris the Moose. When I was little, I used to dream someday I'd be on Santa's team. Someday Santa would call and say, Morris, I need you to lead my sleigh. But who never goes up, up and away? Me, Morris the Moose. I'm Morris the Moose. Morris the Moose, that's me. Each Christmas Eve I wait and hope Santa will call me, but I'm a dope. 'Cause who's left behind to sit and mope? Me, Morris the Moose. Maybe my antlers look too big and a moose on the loose. Some folks don't dig, but I wouldn't hurt a fly, and that's true. And someday if Santa needs me to, hold Stammy's diadem and guide him to you. Me, Morris the Moose. Who? Me, Morris the Moose. Who? Me, Morris the Moose.
So, gentlemen,
if
you would have paid attention to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer album when you were a kid, you would have found this.
Yep.
I never
and you
heard
would have
that
known
before.
That a moose is a deer.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. You would have known they were fast.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's all there.
And big.
And big.
I just thought they were big and they moved slowly and they were, I didn't know they were deer, but.
Yeah. I was going to say, we jumped into, are we in Advent?
No. Hey, you know,
are we ahead of ourselves?
We want to lighten things up for people,
yeah.
Get them excited. Here's something to look forward to. Morris the Moose season.
There, well, that,
he's gentle. He says it himself.
I'm speechless. I don't know where to go with this.
Gary's chin hit the
but
hit the deck
I liked
here.
It. I like
it. It's a cute song, and like you know.
And this dedication goes out to Carolyn and Elias. And, okay,
all right. So,
and the children everywhere.
I am waiting to hear my closing music. Is the closing music coming anytime soon? But anyway, that was a lot of fun. You know, guys, sometimes you just have to laugh. We're here to inspire you. this has been a tough week.
That's right.
And, you know, you go all over social media, and this has not just been this week. This has been the case for I don't know how long. We need to lighten things up a little
bit.
Well,
we have to find things that can invigorate us, can get us excited. There's so many things that are going to pull us down for so many reasons.
Yeah.
And, yes, many of them are man-made, and, you know, they're horrible in nature, you know, but one of the ways that we can first you kind of get yourself in that right position, it makes it easier to help move people towards faith. It makes it easier to get people excited about God. When you're in that negative state, it's really hard to even see God.
When you can't see anything in front of you, you know, that was levity, that was humor, and it was great. How many smiles do we just put on people's faces? Because they're probably thinking, what are they playing over there?
Well, I'm sitting there going, what the heck?
I'll be the optimist. I'm sure it brought a lot of smiles. Okay.
I'm smiling.
Yeah,
so that's one.
I loved it. I never heard the entire thing before.
But anyway, that's what we're here for. We're here to inspire you. And I want to thank you as we grow closer to our one-year anniversary. You know, you've stuck with us listening to the program. You've watched us grow.
Listening to things like this.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Frank, on Friday you played our first program. And boy, there was a difference there between the first program and now.
Well, it's amazing how it evolved.
It did.
It continues to evolve.
It continues,
You know, ultimately, originally when we started out, it wasn't going to be about guests. And it wasn't it was going to be more about the music. And then it evolved to be the guests. And the music.
Yes.
And, you know, it wound up being...
And the great hosting by many of us.
Where?
Speaking of levity.
but, you know, it also became this way of bringing people into the faith that could easily found it. Where did that come from? That came from people calling and said, I told my friend about this.
We're hearing a lot of that.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of word of mouth. Yes.
So, like, that's the type of thing that really starts to make this show special, but that's part of that evolution we've seen over the past year.
That's right. Now, a couple of really cool things coming up. On October the 21st, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Catholic Women's Conference, the Philadelphia Catholic Women's Conference.
Wine.
That's going to be a special Saturday edition. All right, now check
Maybe
this out.
Maybe with
some
cheese, I don't know.
Frank, 1,200 women, they are sold out. 1,200 women, we're going to be broadcasting live. We're going to have to keep a close eye on Dave Parker because when the women set their eyes on Mr. Parker...
They're going to run away!
We don't want to publicize this too much because we don't want these 1,200 women returning their tickets.
That's right. Thank you for that. Very good.
But that's really
cool.
I'm
with you, brother.
But that's going to be a lot of fun. And
Teresa
Tomeo is going to be one of the speakers. She said she was going to be on the show with us. So Kelly Wahlquist will be there too as well. So we're going to have guests.
I'm looking forward to
it's
this.
It's going to be a fun day, October the 21st, live from the Women's Conference, right down the road at the Shrine of Częstochowa.
It's so beautiful over
we're
there.
We're going to get all gussied up, folks. So, all us guys.
All right. And then...
Wow. Great.
Got to get gussied up.
I don't even know any of us know how to gussy up.
I don't know, but Dave will teach us, right? Before I go, I want to mention tomorrow on the show, Brian Kemper will be here from Priests for Life.
Okay.
He's going to be talking about the Pro-Life Day of Silent Solidarity, something he started, something powerful. Also, Father Chris Alar will be here talking about divine mercy. So if you're kind of confused about divine mercy, tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk about it. Friday on the show, author Vicki Burbach will be here to talk about how we can read our way to heaven. You know, we bring a lot of authors on this show, talk about a lot of books. Today was a great example, that book on Franciscan saints. We can literally read our way to heaven. So that's going to be on the show. That's coming up later in for the remainder of the week. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Hope we brought a smile to your face.
God
remember,
bless you,
wherever you go, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. Just remember to turn around and say hi.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating